107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Friday, May 26. Always a pleasure to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers, with our recipe of the week. And Sydney joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Sydney, I am loving this weather. Are you enjoying the sunshine?
I am, Jamie. It's so nice to finally have some warm weather, and it looks like we're in for even more warm weather this weekend. And I bet that means that many listeners out there might be firing up their barbecues. So this week's recipe is perfect for grilling in the sunshine. It's called teriyaki chicken and pineapple kebab.
Oh, I like the sounds of this one, Sydney. Yep, sparking up the barbecues. Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so the best part about this recipe is that it comes together in less than 15 minutes, and it uses minimal dishes, which, in my opinion, is one of the best parts of barbecuing. So to make this recipe, first you're going to make your teriyaki sauce by adding a quarter cup of reduced sodium soy sauce, about a tablespoon of water, half a teaspoon of garlic powder, quarter teaspoon of ground ginger, and about a tablespoon of some sesame oil to a small bowl, whisking that until it's well combined. Alternatively, you can also purchase a pre-made teriyaki sauce, but pre-made sauces do tend to be higher in salt. So for anyone who might be trying to reduce their sodium intake for reasons like high blood pressure, making sauces at home is a really great way to do that. So you're going to set aside about a tablespoon of your marinade, and then you're going to add about a pound of raw cubed chicken pieces to your marinade in the bowl. Cover that and refrigerate it while you prep the rest of your skewer ingredients and your grill preheats. You're going to chop up a bunch of bell peppers, some pineapple, and some red onion into large chunks, and then thread those along with your marinated chicken onto your skewers. Brush that marinade that you set aside over the kebabs before placing them on your barbecue over medium-high heat. Then cook until your chicken is fully cooked through and your veggies are tender, making sure to turn them every few minutes or so that they don't burn. And then remove those from the grill and serve them outside on your sunny patio.
It sounds terrific. Thanks for this, Sydney. Of course, so we'll share that recipe of the week and sparking up the barbecue. We'll have it for you on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And if you haven't done it before, try kebabs on the barbecue. It's easy and it's absolutely tasty.
Absolutely. And you know what? The leftovers from these, if you have any, are awesome to use in a wrap or in a pita for lunch the next day, too. So lots of great uses for this recipe.
And I like how you mentioned about the sauces. Of course, you can you get store-bought sauces, but if you make them at home, especially for any dietary restrictions, as you mentioned, really putting these sauces together and making them at home is fairly straightforward and easy. It's not as hard as you may think.
Absolutely. And there's so many ways that, you know, we can even reduce that salt even more at home. We can use fresh herbs in there. We can use things like lemon juice. All those things provide a lot of flavor without adding a lot of salt.
And you just got to watch those skewers on the barbecue. Just don't want it up too high.
Don't want them to burn.
Absolutely. So again, it's the recipe of the week with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers. And check out the Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario. We chatted about this the last time, those PC points, 50% back. Is that still available?
It is, Jamie. So we have our 50% back in PC Optimum Points offer that is still on until June 14th. So you can get 50% back in PC Optimum Points on our 3, 5, and 9 hour nutrition packages. So if you've been thinking about nutrition counseling, this might be the perfect time for you to get a few extra Optimum Points in there. And if you're interested in chatting more about that, you can find my contact information on our Facebook page at the very top, Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario.
And if you like Sydney's recipes, there's even more recipes on that Facebook page and more great ideas like tips for including protein. We've talked about this, Sydney, how, of course, protein in your diet in terms of more creative ways that you can introduce or include protein in your diet.
Yes, absolutely. Protein is one of those really important nutrients. We use it for building muscles. We need it for our immune system and our hormones and things like that. So definitely important to keep top of mind. We want to include a source of protein at every meal if we can throughout the day. So there's a few great tips for how to do that, including, you know, maybe relying on some pre-made plant-based proteins like tempeh or some canned proteins like tuna or salmon. And you can find more information on that post on our Facebook page, which again is Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario.
Okay, I think a lot of us will be barbecuing through the weekend. Sydney, your plans for the weekend?
Yeah, you know what? I think I will probably also be barbecuing this weekend, planning to spend some time outside in the sunshine and tending to my vegetable garden that I planted last weekend.
Oh, how did that go, planting the vegetables?
It was great. I planted a few cherry tomato plants, did a bunch of different herbs. I got basil, Thai basil, got some green onions out there. And for the first time this year, I'm going to try jalapenos. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, Sydney, we're going to have to see some pictures later in the season and how the garden's doing.
Absolutely. And maybe some different dishes that I've incorporated those things into too.
There you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs with our recipe of the week. Sydney, always a pleasure, and enjoy the sunshine this weekend.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope that everybody out there gets to enjoy the sunshine as well. Have a great weekend.